The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, July 21st. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start today's update with some of the worst NFL news you can hear. Los Angeles Rams running back Cam Akers suffered a torn Achilles while training before the start of training camp, as first reported by the NFL Network on Tuesday. Akers was thought to be headed for a breakout season in 2021 after the Rams selected him out of Florida State in the second round of last year's NFL draft. Head coach Sean McVay increased his workload down the stretch of last year, and Akers compiled a total of 625 rushing yards and 123 receiving yards on the season. Akers tweeted to his supporters on Tuesday afternoon, saying, "I just want to thank any and every person sending prayers my way and wishing me well. I hate that this happened, but I'm in great spirits, and I understand God makes no mistakes. I'll be back better than ever in no time. I'm a soldier. Again, thank you." With Akers now expected to be out for the year, the Rams could go by committee once again, with Darrell Henderson leading the way and Xavier Jones and rookie seventh rounder Jake Funk in the mix. We'll stay with the running back position and keep it with another player with a lot of fantasy eyes on him, New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. Barkley said his right knee is, and I quote, "pretty good" after ACL surgery last year, but he stopped short of revealing any timeline when it comes to his playing status.
I've been asked a lot. I guess that's the theme of the summer going to be when I'm going to be back. But no, I don't have an answer, to be honest. I'm not trying to, We'll see.
Not exactly what you want to hear if you're a Giants fan, and if you're a fantasy player, draft him with caution. It wouldn't be the SB Nation NFL kickoff without an Aaron Rodgers update, would it? The Green Bay Packers quarterback was back in the news on Tuesday thanks to a report from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter said Tuesday that Rodgers turned down a 2-year extension offer from the Packers this offseason. The deal would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 seasons, making him the highest paid quarterback and player in football. As I've told you already, today is Wednesday, July 21st. Packers camp begins a week from today on July 28th. Could the reigning MVP hold out of training camp? Quite literally now, that is the millions-dollar question. Rodgers' offseason cousin Tom Brady had a much better day on Tuesday as his world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers visited the White House, and that led to Brady having an opportunity to have some fun with President Joe Biden.
It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
Sleepy Tom will be going after his 8th Super Bowl with the Bucks in 2021. Pass rusher Melvin Ingram signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday after being tied to both the Miami Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs this offseason. On Tuesday, the Kansas City Chiefs brought back one of their own now that Ingram is off the board. It's defensive end Alex Okafor who rejoined the team after testing out the free agency waters. The 30-year-old has 30 sacks to his name in 8 years in the NFL. Before the Chiefs, he spent time with both the Arizona Cardinals and New Orleans Saints. He'll try for a rebound here with the Chiefs after some injuries as the Chiefs try to rebound themselves to get back to the Super Bowl for a third straight year. And we can only hope, right? Well, probably not for you, NFL fan X. That's the latest in the news of the NFL for Wednesday, July 21st. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for more content from the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.